This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Steve Ballmer of Microsoft fame and the new owner of the L.A. Clippers is hosting a rally at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The first 2,500 fans to arrive at the arena will receive a free Clipper Nation T-shirt. Beyond little free shirts, what does the $2 billion purchase price, a record for a basketball team, mean? Sally Herships says more.
This is going to be a happy story because the Clipper sale means there are a lot of winners.
Well, certainly Donald and Rochelle Sterling.
The team's original owners who bought the Clippers decades ago for $12 million. That was Andy Zimbalist, a sports economist at Smith College. He says the team and the NBA are also winners.
Because having a retrograde, embarrassing owner who won't spend money on the team is not good for the whole league either.
Even the NBA commissioner comes out looking good. That's according to Kevin Zanny with Willamette Management Associations, a valuation firm.
Because he gets rid of Sterling without having to force him out through the legal means to do it.
And finally, there's the team's new owner, Microsoft billionaire Steve Ballmer. Andy Zimbalist again.
If Mr. Ballmer didn't have $20 billion of net worth, I would say that this is an awful purchase for him.
But he does. He doesn't have to worry about getting a return on this investment. So it's a win. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.